Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, happy to say I've got the one and only Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us this evening. How you doing, my friend?
How are you, Jackie and Whiplash, boys and girls? Bobby Blitz from Overkill talking to you from the great state of New Jersey.
Yes, I love me some Jersey, and every time I talk to you, it kind of makes me a little homesick for Jersey and for like Birch Hill and all good things. So I love talking to you.
I tell you, I know when these interviews come up, you have the need for just at minimum for the accent, you know. But I think all of us do. You know, I mean, we've always, you know, we're a very proud state, you know, and I think it's one of the things that we always kind of get. You know, we get the short end of the stick sometimes when people don't quite understand our dialects or our ways and means. But for us who live here, we hold it quite dear to our heart.
Oh, absolutely. Anywhere I go, you know, in the country, in the world, I think I've been told I'm a little abrasive, aggressive. And once you say, hey, I'm from Jersey, they're like, oh, all right. That's, I get it now.
Well, you know the old expression, you can take the girl out of Jersey.
Ain't that the truth?
And it is, and the boy too. I mean, it's exactly the same. I mean, you take it with you. It's, you know, I always kind of, you know, just to get like rolling here, I've always kind of attributed it to people I know that have successes in other places. Not that other parents and other you know microcultures don't have their own, you know, ways and means of doing things, but there's something great about, you know, Jersey fortitude, and it's you know, I know a lot of people that succeed with that fortitude. So it's we all root for each other, even though our metal community is much bigger than just the Garden State.
Well, let's talk Overkill. Feel the Fire and Horoscope were performed and recorded and filmed at a one-off show in Germany. And Overkill's always been a here and the now kind of band. What motivated this look back at your history?
Oh, money. No, not money. We obviously not doing this to get rich. You know, there was in our contracts, it was always a DVD. We wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And we had always held off from doing the one complete record, you know, on a tour. And Dee Dee and I and Dave and Derek and Ron were sitting around on the bus once saying, hey, but if we did it at one show and we did two records, it would kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, would kind of trump all the other one record tours. So it's really just a one night special thing. And Germany is really the place we had started doing our big touring. This was our first, you know, quote unquote tour bus. Everything else was vans and Volkswagens and station wagons prior to this point. But we had flown over to Europe and done a run through Germany and Benelux back in 1986 with Anthrax. So to go back to kind of where it started is not really the worst thing. So we kind of lined up all the stars thinking about it and saying, you know, if we're going to do it, we're going to also fulfill the contract for the DVD, you know, let's make it like gangbusters. Let's throw it over the top. So that was really the idea behind it.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us tonight. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us. We're talking about Feel the Fire and Horoscope. Those records bookend the band's catalog on Megaforce Records. What was special about being a part of that label?
You know, it was Megaforce is really our introduction into the music business. And I think it's a great introduction because it wasn't getting thrown into the deep end of the pool, you know, of the high finance of the, you know, Warner Electra Atlantic type of signing. We were brought up on Megaforce being really kind of a small family label. I mean, many of these people still working in the business, Metal Maria, Missy Collazo, also graduates of the same college as you are, Missy, on WSOU. But we were brought in by metalheads doing metal. And I think that was a great introduction because we were developed by our own count, not by somebody else's outside input. These people were doing this music because they loved doing this music, and I think that's what gave us, let's say, the opportunity to increase that, you know, fortitude we had, you know, to say, hey, you know something, this is worthwhile, and they believe it's worthwhile. This isn't about, you know, some bean counter at the end of, you know, an album cycle saying, you know, Overkill's not that good just because, you know, the beans don't line up. This is about people saying, hey, man, I believe in this band. So I think it was a super introduction for us because that process let us develop at our own pace as opposed to being, you know, burned out at, you know, too quick a rate, which is the case when there was many of those major label signings.
Mr. Bobby Blitz of Overkill with us on Whiplash. This is Mudvayne on KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us tonight. And the next Overkill album is demoed up. Lyrically, what influenced the things you're saying with these new songs?
You know, I always use the opportunity to write lyrics as kind of, I use it as kind of a cleansing. You know, it's a lot of the things that come in through the eyes and the ears, a lot of the reactions I have, a lot of the emotions that I have, between records. So this is kind of, I don't know if it's like a blessing or a curse that this stuff stays with you. You know, sometimes it's just better to dispose of it. But I do think that when I get an opportunity to sit down, by the time I'm done with, in this case, 11 songs, I'm getting out points of view, whether they be social points of view. I'm getting out some of the misdeeds, some of the bumps in the road that I've had, some of the positive, some of the negative. Now, I don't want to just generalize, but I do think that I'm writing from a perspective that a lot of people go through. You know, it's always been on the human level. You know, I consider myself part of this community, so therefore I consider myself much like those who are in this community, not someone who's pedestaled or resting on a laurel, but more so somebody who's active with regard to, you know, I'm a fan before I'm a guy in a stand. So I think I'm writing about things that are obviously quite pertinent to what, you know, I go through all the time and what other people go through all the time. Now, it can also be something that's totally, you know, from left field. I remember watching Black Mass with Johnny Depp, and next thing I know, I'm down here and I'm smashing on the computer and I'm scratching out notes on the back of cocktail napkins and recording lyrics. So there's a variety of source from where it can come from, but I would think that the weight of that source comes from the internal things I've collected. That just trying to make trying to dispose of any of the negativity I've collected over the last year and a half.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us on Whiplash tonight. Full Metal Jackie, I've got tickets for you now to see Deftones. They're playing at the Greek Theater on August 24th. Tickets are on sale. Give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25 scores a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. Last week, there was an interview that Charlie Benante of Anthrax did that made headlines as it insinuated that there might not be any more Anthrax albums. He said the inspiration to make another one may not be there. But never fear, Scott Ian has cleared things up, and he said For All Kings, the band's latest album, will not be their last. Phew. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash on KLOS. Bobby Blitz from Overkill is our guest tonight. Bobby, what never changes about how music makes you feel?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's the closest thing, from my personal experience, to a drug. You know, it was kind of the dope that kept me off the dope. You know, it was something that had gotten me so high. You know, I remember being a kid and joining the Columbia Record House and getting 12 LPs for a penny, and getting anything that had the, you know, the moniker of heavy metal attached to it. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm reborn. I'm chasing this now for, you know, probably a 40-year period, you know, in my life. So I think that, you know, in this case, it's chasing that high. I also think that it kind of correlates with many of us who don't necessarily have specific religious affiliation. It's probably the closest thing to a spiritual epiphany when it comes to, you know, what we're doing with regard to, again, this community. You know, there's a sense of community. There's a sense of belonging. There is a sense of awakening. There's also a sense of release. You know, it goes on and on, much of the same things that I think almost a church would have, you know. But in my case, it's something that I've always been drawn to magnetically, just more so naturally by my makeup. So I think that, it's the drug with, let's say, the spiritual payoff in the long run.
Whiplash with Bobby Blitz of Overkill. We'll get some more Overkill music, plus Korn, more with Mr. Blitz. It is all on the way. 95.5 KLOS, it's Whiplash. Full Metal Jackie with Bobby Blitz of Overkill on the show with us tonight. You're East Coast, obviously, from a very distinct metal scene. What similar camaraderie did you recognize in Los Angeles the first time that you came here?
Well, obviously the West Coast, to a very large degree, were, you know, cousins of the East Coast. You know, our first real American tour were with the Slayer guys, you know. So there was that kind of Los Angeles connection right there. We had driven all the way out to Seattle and didn't know what to expect. This was our first introduction to all this. So I always thought of it as kind of a, you know, with regard to especially the thrash scene, because you don't find a lot of rock stars in the thrash scene. You find a lot of guys doing what they like to do, and I think that right there, that, you know, that just kind of rips down the shroud of secrecy. It rips down the egos don't become as big, you know, in my opinion. And I always liked the fact that there was distinct differences between the East and the West. You know, San Francisco, especially from New York. You know, New York having the early days of Carnivore and Anthrax and, you know, ourselves and a band called Whiplash and on and Nuclear Assault and the MOD guys. It was much different than what was going on with almost everything on the West Coast. But still, there was a similarity with regard to, let's say, purpose and values. And I think that you kind of connected on that level of purpose and values. So those early tours with, you know, guys like Slayer or guys like, you know, the Megadeth guys and even to this day, guys in San Francisco like Exodus we've toured with recently. I mean, these are great tours because there's kind of, you know, some kind of an incestuous cousin relationship going on here. So it's it actually works out good and it's something that I think helped develop the scene, that there was people all over the world who had a commonality. Than that, the
band. Bobby Blitz with us tonight on Whiplash. It's KLOS. Looking forward to seeing Korn and Rob Zombie Sunday, July 24th at Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. It's Full Metal Jackie on Whiplash. It's 95.5 KLOS. Bobby Blitz of Overkill with us. And I was reading, Bobby, that there's a tentative release date on hold, October 28th. Tell us, what's the timeline looking like for the rest of this year with touring, and is that date solid?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, we don't stop doing one thing just to do another. So we're going to do, you know, we love the European festivals. They're kind of like mini vacations. You know, you go over there for, you know, like a two-weekend jaunt, so it's like 9 days, and you fill it up with festivals from Thursday through Sunday, and then maybe a headline here and there, and then the next Thursday through Sunday, you know, more festivals. So we'll be doing that as we're finishing the recording on this. I'm at the point right now where I'm five songs deep. Dee Dee, Dave, Derek, and Ron gave me 11 songs up until right now. So we're right now, those guys are rehearsing. I'm at home writing. I'm going to go down and rehearse with them at the end of the week. It's kind of business as usual when it's kind of multifaceted. Even the last couple of records I finished on the road, I would take just a port of studio. I mean, you can even put them on your computer these days, and I could do the demos in the back of the bus, and it was, you know, it was killer, because I like to tour while we're writing, because it's a great transference of that live energy on the stage that, transfers over to the tape, you know, not the tape, but to digital information, and it's, you can't feign that. And if I'm coming off, me personally coming off a stage in San Antonio or San Francisco and being able to hit the back of the bus and put down some demo vocals, I mean, the last memory or experience I had with the band was all about, 110%, that kind of a feeling. So it transfers easily. I like doing both, touring and writing songs. So that's kind of the plan for the summer. but we're looking to be done with the recording by, let's say, the end of July.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to it. Bobby, as always, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I hope to see you again real soon.
This is Bobby Bosom Overkill, and you're listening to Whiplash. Always a pleasure, Jackie.
Thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in. I'm here Monday nights from 10 to midnight and honored to get to do a show on a station as legendary as KLOS, a station that has the guts to have not one, but two shows playing metal. You can find me on Twitter at FullMetalJackie. I'm going to leave you off with a tune tonight from an album that turns 27 today. Faith No More's breakthrough album, The Real Thing. Mike Patton joined the band after all the music for this record was written, and he apparently wrote the lyrics in like 2 weeks. From The Real Thing, it's Faith No More with Zombie Eaters. See ya.